Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. You're going to be very excited to meet our new friend who's joining us this half hour. Lorena Medina is here. She's a national director for BNI in Mexico. She is in León, Mexico, which is south central, north, a little northwest of Mexico City. She's has a long history of being a business owner, and she's a world-class networker. And she to be the national director of BNI, that tells you something about that, because you know all about BNI. We've had Dr. Ivan Meisner on the show now for well over 20 years talking about this. And Lorena is here to talk to us about something that's going on very exciting this week. Lorena Medina, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Jim. A pleasure to be here.
Hola. ¿Cómo está?
Muy bien.
Muy bien. And other than Margarita and burrito and jalapeno, that's about all of the Spanish I know, Lorena. So thank you for speaking English. I appreciate that very much. Lorena, what's going on in Mexico for BNI right now?
Well, I personally speaking, I went through all the stages of grief when this whole thing started. So I was totally in denial. I got angry, and finally, when I passed to the acceptance stage, and then I decided to adopt a positive attitude about things, and decided, well. We're going to be here for a long time, so we better find a way to make this work. So
what was the coronavirus? How did the coronavirus hit your region, the country, and your region?
It's pretty bad. The thing is that we never had lockdowns.
Really?
Yes, in some regions, but so it got it's pretty bad. I won't lie to you. However, I don't know if you're a fan of the Avengers, but there's this scene where Captain America asks the Hulk, "What's your secret?" And he responds, "I'm always angry." And the way Latin America would respond is, "We're always in crisis." So we kind of already know how to swim these waters.
Mm-hmm. So you had your infection rates were high, and I guess your death rates perhaps. Now, is that for the whole country or your region?
Both. Here, my home city is one of the biggest cities. It's probably the seventh largest city, so it's pretty populated, and it's gotten pretty bad.
How is it now? Is it abating at all?
It depends on how you look at the numbers, but what's concerning is the death rate. Especially the healthcare workers' mm-hmm. death rate is pretty
right.
bad.
Well, let's talk about restarting things. I want to get to the I'll come back to Mexico in a little bit, but I want to get back to this restarting the world event that's going on right now all around the world. BNI is creating this event. It's a 3-day event all around the world, and it started last night. It's going on for most of the rest of the week. Tell us about Restart the World.
Well, this is a BNI initiative that we want to restart the world. What's happening right now is that a lot of businesses had to play pause and somehow. We have been waiting for things to get better, but I would argue that we need to adopt what I call the horse paradigm. Mm. Now, this is a little weird. Bear with me, but
we like horses here, Lorena. It fits me.
Well, I like horses, so I like this about them. They don't have the same conception of time as humans do.
Right.
They don't remember that yesterday was fine. They don't know that tomorrow is going to be okay.
Right.
All they know is today. All they know is that today I'm hungry, today it hurts, and mm-hmm. sometimes they only know that, and they give up, and sometimes they die from the pain.
Right.
So all they know is today. So what I think that is the strongest suit for entrepreneurs right now is forget about what was. Don't wait around for things to get better. Let's restart the world now. Let's make it work today. And let's make it work for each one of the businesses that we are in touch with.
Well, one of the things that I've been promoting here, I did it this year, and I did it again previously in 2009 after the 2008 financial crisis. And that is to the concept of that surviving is winning. If you survive through the end of this year and open your doors January 1, 2021, you won. Declare victory if you survive. What do you think?
Absolutely. You're making me think about one of our members down here. I think he has an absolutely amazing story. When this whole thing started, that was in the middle of March. So what he does is he has a factory for racks for warehouses, and he went back to his people and he said the same thing that I'm saying right now. This is going to go for a long time. We need to find a way to pivot and do something different and just make it. So he went back to his people and he said, I don't care how crazy it sounds. I want any idea, all ideas
right.
about what we can do. So they did a whiteboard. They had a whiteboard
Great.
And they brainstormed and they had all these crazy ideas. And they finally decided to make hospital beds. And in 3 days. He repurposed his factory
We've seen this happen all over the world. I mean, it's really amazing, and this is private entrepreneurial response. The government wasn't involved, right?
Exactly. Well, that's the thing. The difference with Latin America is that I do know that you've had some relief packages in the first world. We don't have that. We didn't even have a tax break.
Wow.
So we are on our own, and we have each other. That's about it.
So, Lorena, how do folks tune into Restart America online? What's the website?
Well, it's going to be a live transmission via Facebook, and I think it's going to be very exciting.
And it's called, what is the address? What is the address? Restart
Restart
the world?
Restart the idea of restart the world is that we can.
Lorena, hold on to that thought. I got to take a quick break. It's 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Okay. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.